Congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh,
stir up your might and come to save us.
Restore us, O God.
Let your face shine that we may be saved.
O Lord, God of hosts,
how long will you be angry with your people's prayers?
You have fed them with the bread of tears,
and given them tears to drink in full measure.
You make us an object of contention for our neighbors,
and our enemies laugh among themselves.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Let your face shine that we may be saved.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty and of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great. Now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 5. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
Go by, yet in thy dark street shine.
The sermon for this morning is based on the Micah reading, Micah chapter 5, and also we'll consider a little bit of Mary's song, the Magnificat, from Luke 1. But to start, I reread Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The little green insert has the little sermon notes outline if you'd like to follow that. What we see not only in Micah 5 and in Mary's Magnificat, Luke 1, but over and over again in the scriptures, is that God does really big and even eternal things through things that, from the human perspective, from our kind of day-to-day existence, that, well, that's a small thing, that's a small place. That person isn't very important. But over and over again in Scripture, we see that oftentimes God uses the small or the insignificant to do his great and good work. If you just think easily, do you remember who was the boy who beat the big guy, the giant? Just as one example, David, right? So that he was laughed at. So that the king, when David said, I'll go fight Goliath, the king said, oh, you better wear my armor. Here's my sword. Here's my shield. And he was a shepherd boy who couldn't handle them. But he used what? His sling. To beat the big guy, Goliath. So we see in the life of Christ what seems, from our perspective, meek and mild and humble and insignificant and small. God does great things. God does things that are eternal. In that first verse from the reading, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, I'll point out a few things going through those verses, but the first thing is that, and this is really important, at the end of that verse 2, it says, this ruler who's going to be from Bethlehem, who's coming forth, is from of old, from ancient days. From ancient days is the one Old Testament way of saying from eternity. This is an eternal ruler. Little Bethlehem was going to have an eternal ruler born from it. Not Jerusalem. Not Rome, not Corinth, not Athens, not any other great city of the ancient world, but little Bethlehem would have an eternal ruler, God, the Son of God, to be born from there. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about how the wise men were referred to this passage right here. When they came into Jerusalem, they were referred to this passage, where are we going to look? For he has been born king. They said to Bethlehem, and they looked up this passage, the scribes. And that text there in Matthew chapter 2, not only King Herod was worried, but it says all of Jerusalem was worried, was upset, because these wise men came and they're looking for a new king, and the capital city, Jerusalem, gets upset because they're looking for a king, and it's little Bethlehem. Little Bethlehem upset and stirred up all of Jerusalem. And we remember Jerusalem, that King Herod was appointed. He was king by the permission of the Romans, ruling from Rome. So all of the ruling people over the Jews are upset because the wise men, and they're going to go to little Bethlehem. That baby is laid in a manger. And the text says he's going to rule in the majesty, in the strength of the Lord. Think about that. He's going to shepherd in the strength of the Lord, of Yahweh, L-O-R-D. You'll see that L-O-R-D I have underlined. This is the Creator God. This shepherd, who's going to be born of Bethlehem, is going to rule, shepherd, in the strength of Yahweh. This is it. This is the one, Micah says, and prophesies. And it was jumping ahead in my mind. Can you imagine what it means when it says this shepherd, he is going to shepherd in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God? The majesty of God is in Jesus' work. The majesty of God was in the birth of this baby, was in the growing up of this baby, was in the future ministry of this baby. The majesty of God, the God who created the heavens and earth, the majesty is going to be in this baby and his birth and his ministry. And Micah says towards the end of that prophecy, his people will be secure. And he will rule to the ends of the earth. His greatness is to the ends of the earth, and he will give peace. Rome was in power at the time of Jesus' birth. There were other kingdoms as well. But it's this baby laid in the manger, born of the Virgin Mary, so humble, this is whose reign will go to the ends of the earth. This is the one who will give peace. This is so important. Just this part of the prophecy. This is where peace is found. In this baby, this one born in Bethlehem. This is where our security is. It says there in verse 5 of Micah 5, verse 4. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Our security, our peace is in this one. Can you imagine? The wise men were told this prophecy when they were looking for Jesus in Jerusalem. And they were told this. Well, we came from the ends of the earth. We're looking for peace. And when they came to Bethlehem, what? They fell down and worshiped him. They found this is God's peace for the ends of the earth. Also from that reading from today, Mary's song, the Magnificat, it's called. Her great song, full of promise and hope and faith. We just consider a couple of verses, the first beginning verses. It is so frequent in our world today and the world throughout all history that when somebody has something really good happen to them, he says or she says, look how great this is. Look how great I am. Like the greatness of this thing makes me great. And people lift up themselves for attention. We do that, don't we? But Mary, she knew that it was not her greatness. It was God's greatness. And she knew that her situation in life was humble. She says, in my humble estate, is a translation there. She didn't boast of herself in this song. She really actually boasts of God. She is in a humble estate. And she says something there that has been pointed out by theologians since Matthew wrote it. Luke. He says, from generation, all generations will call me blessed. For all people, all God's people, for all time, she says, will call me blessed because of this. And we do. This Mary. And it wasn't because she was great, but because God had blessed her so much. And until Jesus comes again, she will be known as blessed. All generations of God's people. And we will continue to call her blessed because God did love her and gave her this honor of being the mother of Jesus Christ. And then she says, he's done great things for me, verse 49, and holy is his name. Again, Mary in her faith doesn't look to raise up her name, but she looks to raise up God's name. Holy is his name, she says. Little Bethlehem, and what God did in Little Bethlehem stirred up Jerusalem, stirred up the king appointed by Rome. Here that eternal ruler would be born. Here that prince of peace for people to the ends of the earth would be born, where the wise men would find him. And this young virgin Mary, she recognized that she was humble, she was not great, but God was great. And that she was receiving this blessing that all people would recognize. You're blessed. God has lifted up her name to be remembered. Not her, but God has lifted up her name. There's many more things in her song. But we see what God teaches us. What the world thinks, what the world estimates, maybe in our own thinking too, is small or insignificant. God says, but I will use it for my good purposes, my powerful purposes, my saving purposes. He did that throughout the scriptures and magnifies and does that in his Son, Jesus Christ. It is God's grace, his undeserved love, that he does this. He lifts up the small and the insignificant and the weak to serve his purposes. And when it happens in people's lives, and we recognize that God has acted in my life, that God has saved me, that God has helped me, that God has given me his Son, whatever blessing that you see, we see that it's not because I'm so great. I'm not. But that it's his grace, his love. And we bless God. And as Mary did, we call God's name holy. Holy is his name. Just a small aside, friends. Please, I know you do. I'm preaching to the choir. But please, his name is holy. The name of Jesus is holy. Use his name in a holy way always. As Mary, his name is holy. When we recognize what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, we say, his name is holy, and I will only use it in a holy way, in a good way. Think of that. Think of that as part of magnifying the name of the Lord. She would magnify God in her song. And so in Advent, we recognize what God has done for his people, even small and insignificant people from the worldly perspective. But God has used them in great ways. And Mary knows that and sees that in her life and says she will magnify God with her song. Magnify God. Make his name great. His name is holy in our lives. His word is holy. These things are humbling. Think of those shepherds that the angels would come and sing to them. The angels that were before the throne of God in heaven come and sing to those shepherds. And then they wanted to see Jesus. We are looking over their shoulders. We read these narratives. This is what Christmas is about. This Holy One to be born in Bethlehem, prophesied of old, mild and meek, and yet the ruler from the ends of the earth. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you always to make certain and clear in our lives the grace you have given us in your Son, Jesus, that though we are sinners as all people, though we don't deserve to be saved or to have such great grace, you give it to us. Help us to believe and receive and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Help us to be humble about ourselves, but to lift up the salvation you give us. Help us to also speak to others this greatness of Jesus. And help us always to believe and to be comforted that you are working through us and in our lives, and that it is your might and your power and your greatness. Help us to believe and to live in that peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the offertory hymn as printed in the bulletin. The congregation is invited to stand as we pray the petitions and the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. We add to our list of people that we pray for Daniel Losek, a friend of Mark Kramer, who was ill with cancer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, that our ever-faithful and all-powerful God would give us grateful hearts, that his Son has come into the flesh to save us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all congregations, that God, who raised up the King of all from little Bethlehem, would provide for their needs and also remind them that the same King dwells among them in his means of grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For contentment with what our Lord provides, that he who makes poor and makes rich would preserve us from coveting what he does not give and make us wise stewards of all his blessings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all parents, grandparents, and other caretakers of children, that the raising of children may be full of God's grace and protection, for the health and protection of all pregnant mothers and their children, for God's grace and wisdom and needed resources for all who take care of older relatives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our leaders, that Christ Jesus, who shepherds his flocks to the ends of the earth, would grant them wisdom for the nations, that they may have peace and that they may dwell secure. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord, who helped his servant Israel, would have mercy upon all who are brought low by affliction. We remember in our prayers Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Jeff, Darlene, Daniel, Pastor Scott and Rebecca Johnson, their five sons, Andrew, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. That God would heal and strengthen them according to his will, and that he would maintain them with a certain hope of his faithfulness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune, that God, who sanctified us through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all on the cross, would prepare our hearts to receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins this day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Mighty God, you have done great things for us, most of all delivering us from death to life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mercifully hear our prayers and answer them according to your will, for the sake of your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The congregation, please stand. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We continue with the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to light and the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Congregation is invited to stand or sit for the closing hymn.